California did not support Donald Trump in the election, so it's no surprise many people there are deeply unhappy with his policies. In fact, a small group of Californians is asking, why can't a state with 40 million people in the world's sixth largest economy break off and declare independence? Now, people have toyed with states seceding from the union before, but this time it's actually getting some serious attention. Here's Saul Gonzalez of KCRW, Santa Monica, with more.
On a warm, sunny day at a seaside park in Santa Monica, people are out strolling and relaxing, but a few are engaged in a very different activity. They're trying to make California an independent nation.
We're gathering signatures for the purpose of getting a question on the ballot, and it would give the California people a chance for the first time in history to vote whether to remain a state in the union or to become their own independent country.
That's Louis Marinelli, the leader of the Yes California Independence campaign. The ballot initiative he's trying to get approved calls for removing language in the state constitution that says California is an inseparable part of the United States. If it qualifies in 2018, there would be a second vote in 2019, asking Californians if they want their state to become a free and independent nation. Yes, California needs nearly 585,000 signatures to get on the ballot, but Marinelli feels confident.
Yeah, Brexit vote was said to be impossible. Donald Trump was also said to be impossible. So in the last year, we've seen two impossibilities become possible.
Now, the idea of California declaring its independence has been knocking around for years, but it was considered fringe, the political equivalent of believing in alien abductions. The election of Donald Trump changed that. Since Election Day, Yes California says its mailing list has gone from a few hundred names to 160,000, and the number of its volunteers is up from 400 to 8,000. Real estate agent Don Sutton is one of them.
Our diversity is our strength. Our economic power is our strength. Our natural resources are better than anywhere else in the country. And we could do this. We could totally do this. And I'm shocked, actually, how many people, when I say something, they're like, oh, yeah, it's time. We got to get out of here.
Sutton makes the pitch to Giselle Vega, who drops by the California secession tent.
America does not share our values. That's painfully evident.
Yes.
But there are big barriers in the way of California independence. For one, the U.S. Constitution doesn't grant a state the right to secede. Remember the Civil War? And then there are growing questions about, yes, California's ties to Russia. Yes, Russia. You see, Louis Marinelli doesn't live in California, but a dozen time zones away in the Russian city of Yekaterinburg. He's an English teacher there. Nothing wrong with that, but Marinelli has faced questions about Russian government involvement in the California independence cause. He and other supporters attended an anti-globalization conference last year backed by the Kremlin, and the Yes California team has gone so far as to open up a self-styled California embassy in Moscow, in a space provided by the same anti-globalization group.
It's good to be here. It's green and warm. When I left, it was minus 18 degrees.
The day I met Marinelli in Santa Monica, he just arrived from Russia, straight from the airport. There's been a lot of talk about Russia promoting separatist movements to create discord in other countries, like Ukraine. But Marinelli denies that his California independence movement has anything to do with Kremlin meddling in U.S. politics.
I would say that my connection to the Kremlin and Vladimir Putin is pretty much the same as yours. So we're separated by 6 degrees of separation. But I have never met Vladimir Putin or any Russian government officials. Our campaign and myself are not in direct contact with anybody in the Russian government. We have no connection to the Russian government, and we're not receiving any support of any kind from the Russian government.
But you have attended this conference that was...
A conference that was held by a non-governmental organization, and it was on self-determination. They invited about 30 different nations there, including the Texas delegation, Puerto Rican delegation, and also ones from Europe, like Catalonia and Ireland. So there was a self-determination conference. We went there, and I was invited to speak and attend at that conference on self-determination, and we're proud to have gone to that. If we were doing anything nefarious or illegal, we would certainly be being a little bit more quiet about it.
Russia connections aside, Yes California still faces a lot of skepticism. Take this exchange between a secession supporter and a voter.
Would you like to sign a petition today?
Because I don't think this is going to work.
All right, then. Well, you know why it won't? It's if people don't sign. So you're right there. But if you do sign, then we have a chance to make it work.
No chance. It's not going to happen. Impossible.
All right. Well,
but if California independence doesn't happen, it's already left a pop culture mark. A comic book company has announced a new comic about a band of ragtag freedom fighters battling for California independence against a tyrannical U.S. government. The series title, CalExit. For The World, Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.